Earlier this week, Arizona's Secretary of State's office decided to take the state out of the Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program. Arizona hadn't sent information to the program since 2017, but this marked the official withdrawal from cross-check. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs made the call. She's also the ultimate decision-maker when it comes to protecting voter data from any outside entities that may try to steal or manipulate it, and she's with me to talk about all of that. Secretary Hobbs, first, why is Arizona out of this Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program?
So Interstate Cross-Check was spearheaded by former Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach, which those of us in Arizona know him as one of the authors of Senate Bill 1070. Mm-hmm. And so the program was ostensibly to identify voters who were potentially registered or voting in more than one state. But the program is deeply flawed. It's been controversial for a while, and it's well documented that that its results were pretty inaccurate in terms of who it was pulling off the voter rolls. So Arizona has not sent data or participated in the program for a while, but we wanted to actually go ahead and formally withdraw. And what we are doing now is participating in the Electronic Records Information Center, or ERIC, which is a more secure, much less controversial, and much more accurate voter registration comparison system. This is a program that is funded and governed by the participating states, so we have a lot more control over how it works.
Why is it important that this sort of data is available that states can potentially share with each other?
Sure. We absolutely need to make sure that voters are not registered or voting in more than one state. And that's an important goal. Unfortunately, the cross-check program wasn't really accomplishing that goal.
Let's talk about the bigger picture. We had seen some activity when it came to Russia, perhaps other nations as well, trying to intrude on Arizona and other states when it comes to voter rolls and trying to figure out what's going on with the system. How much of a priority does that have to be for your office? And what are some initiatives you think are important?
Yes, absolutely. So this is the election security is a priority for the federal government. My staff and I have already been to a security briefing on the issues, and it's a huge priority for my administration. The prior administration had a large study done of our office and sort of where the vulnerabilities are. So we have a really good roadmap of where we need to go, and we're starting to put those things in place. A lot of it is really around a culture of security and really good training for our staff. We have a lot of tools that we're working to implement as well.
And because 2020, though we're a year and a half away from that, that is a presidential election. Obviously, there will be tremendous focus on that. How confident do you feel that with this being a priority that you can protect voter integrity and data integrity and that sort of thing?
I feel very confident that we are headed in the right direction to ensure that our systems are secure and that our voters' information is secure. This is obviously not something that you just do and it's done. It's ongoing. It's something that's at the forefront of what we're doing all the time. So we're really headed in the right direction. I'm really confident. I think one of the issues that is really we have tools. We can get the hackers. A more pressing or sort of not as easy to tackle issue is the misinformation that's out there, and that we know that these Russian operatives or other foreign operatives are using social media to spread and to undermine people's confidence in our systems and that our systems are accurate and secure. And so that's a little bit harder to tackle. And so we're looking at ways to try to counter those messages and make sure that voters are looking for their election information from trusted sources and checking information that doesn't seem quite right.
I wanted to ask you another question related to voter data. It can be very uncomfortable. It can be controversial. The idea of cleaning up voter rolls, or however we want to phrase that. What is your policy on that? What is Arizona's policy? And what do you think makes the most sense in terms of realizing that there need to be updates, but you also don't want to kick people out who shouldn't be kicked out?
Absolutely. So we work really closely with the county recorders. We have a statewide data voter registration system that helps ensure that our voter files are accurate and up to date, and the counties have really good processes in place, and we have good statute in place that makes sure that people are not taken off the rolls when they shouldn't be. So people have a lot of opportunity to be notified and follow up on that if they haven't been participating in elections. So I think we have to be really careful and balance. You know, people have things come up. Not every single person is going to vote in every single election. And we want to balance that with making sure that we have up-to-date information. And, you know, one of the priorities of my office is making sure that we are engaging more folks in the process. And so hopefully that means more people participating and less people that we are kind of looking at. They're not on the rolls anymore.
Do you think that there is a legitimate problem, and I mean legitimate meaning it actually could affect outcomes in some way, of voter fraud? Is that truly a problem that you have seen either in the legislature or since you've taken this office? I mean, I know you want to be on top of it. You want to make sure it doesn't happen. But at this point, do you think that is a problem?
Well, in the past 10 years or so, Arizona's had 22 documented cases of convicted voter fraud. You know, it's not as huge a problem as some folks want us to believe. And we obviously have systems in place that are catching those bad actors. And every single one of those 22 cases were folks who were registered and voted in two states. They have property here and somewhere else, and they voted in both states. And that's the gist of it. And, you know, we're catching it. So I think it's certainly something that every election official needs to be concerned about. And I think we have good systems and laws in place to catch those bad actors.
Katie Hobbs is Arizona's Secretary of State. Secretary Hobbs, thank you.
Thank you.